Okay, I just wanted to record a little bit. I'm in the car, and we're at a vaccination site that really is busy. I'm waiting for Emmanuel to get back. He checked in, and, well, there's all this logistics getting into the lot, but we found a spot, and then he went in. So he's been in there for about 10 minutes, I think. And I'm just waiting in the car, listening to some music. So he will probably come back at any point now. God, this place is busy. It's just, basically, on each side of me, a car has left and come back, or someone has gone in and come back, and there's new cars next to me now on each side. That's happened one cycle now. I don't know if they won't obviously be ahead of Emmanuel. He'll probably be done before these two cars get back. But it kind of makes sense why there's such a long approach, because they have to keep the flow going, because it seems constant. There's always somebody walking in and out behind me. I'm just looking in the rearview mirror. I'm not even, like, really surveying the lot, but it's just people getting in their cars and leaving, or getting out of their cars after having arrived. So I'm really curious what this is going to be like once Emmanuel gets back. I'm presuming that he has to wait a little bit. I think they suggest, like, 15 minutes. If you have allergies, I think it's 30 minutes. So that's a factor. It's nice to hear WUSB. Since we're in the area near the radio station, I'm able to tune in on the 107.3 frequency, because it's the local frequency with an antenna right at the radio station, or at the campus on the chemistry building. I don't know if this is the kind of music everybody else likes, but we always hear good stuff at WUSB. Stony Brook. There's still people arriving and leaving. I don't expect too much more. I think we just leave the lot. I think there's one National Guard person that directs you to leave the lot in an orderly way. Consequently, that was the same National Guard's person that led us out of the building, which itself was a whole thing. We've probably already talked about it, but yeah, that was kind of crazy. I wonder what vaccine. I don't know if he's going to say. He probably wouldn't want to say. Maybe he will say. He'll say it because it's radio, and he's been anticipating all of this. So I've been waiting here, and Emmanuel, you just got back in the car.
Yeah, I did. I got my mask on still. Why do I have a mask on? Should I wear
my
mask on?
You take it off. I'm going to keep mine on.
Well, let's think about this. I just was in a room with a lot of people, but they all had masks on. But I'm going to take my mask off at some point anyway, so I might as well do it in the car.
Well, I've been talking to the listeners through the mask and just, you know.
Alone in the car, you kept the mask on.
I had the listeners with me, and I kept my mask on because, I don't know, we're still out as far as I thought. But anyway, how was that? What was going on? What was it like?
Well, it was really epic. But first of all, did you tell the listeners about our little trip to get here?
I told them about the guy that directed us out. I didn't explain the whole thing. I figured during the live show we'll probably already be talking about that part of it. But go ahead and recap.
Yeah, I guess I already described that. I did a much better job than I would here. But, okay, so after we finally found the parking lot.
Yeah, I just got everybody caught up to me sitting in the spot waiting.
You going to let me talk?
Yeah, we found a parking spot.
All right. So, after finally parking, you didn't go in. You stayed here because I qualified and you didn't at this moment. So I went in. There's this room with all these people and a whole bunch of windows. And they directed me to window 7. No, somebody, when I walked in, somebody used one of those thermometer sensors on my wrist. Huh. I never had that happen before. So I passed that test, and I was told what number to go to, and I went to number 7, and the guy there asked me how I qualified, asked for my date of birth, my name, address, all that kind of stuff, just checking that it matched. And then, let's see, what happened after that? I was told to just follow, make a left turn and go down the hallway, which, of course, I screwed up immediately because I wasn't sure where the left turn was, but I just followed everybody else, and eventually I found it. And there's another big room. Again, I went to Window 7, different Window 7, and this one, I don't really know what the difference was. This was registration, the second one. The first one, I think, was just check-in. I'm not sure why they're not the same. But after the second window, there were doctors in the corner of the room checking on people that I guess had some health issues. This guy asked me basically the same kind of questions, and I guess he's the one who finally gave me the okay to go ahead to get the vaccination. So he told me to just follow this. Well, he told me to go to a person who would tell me where to go, and the person just said follow the path. It's like, okay, don't really need a person to tell me that. And so I didn't go to the doctors. Doctors were in the corner. Some people weren't there. I went out of the room, followed a bunch of other people down this hallway into the vaccination area where all these people were waiting, and I waited for somebody to tell me where to go, and they told me to go to booth number 6. I went to booth number 6. There were 3 people there. I thought they were already taking care of somebody, but 2 of them were staff, and I think one was either a friend of theirs or a previous patient or whatever. So they were very nice. They told me to sit down and ask me, I guess, a couple of health questions. Then they jabbed me with the thing.
You got the jab.
I got the jab, yeah. And they told me I got the Pfizer vaccine. They asked if I had any questions. I said, no, that would have been the only question I would have asked. And then I was told I had to go to recovery and stay there for 15 minutes. And that was a really weird room. I went down the hallway. There's another room. It's all these people sitting at desks, kind of spaced, far apart from each other. But it was so massive, so big. And you just get this sense with all these people, you know, helping you out, telling you which way to go. You got the National Guard outside. This is a huge operation. This is just one site, but this is such a huge operation. And they really are, you know, moving people in and out very efficiently and answering all your questions, being extremely courteous. And you get this sense that, wow, you know, you're part of something huge. You know, very sad and negative, but, you know, you get the sense people are really dealing with it as best they can and in a very professional way. So I feel good. They said that they give you a date when you come back. They say if you're here now, you come back at this date. You get a card, and this card is basically your proof that it's a vaccination record card. You basically use this as proof that you've been vaccinated, and I guess I show this when I return for the second dose. Also, when I got a new envelope, they urge you to register for something called VSafe. It's a smartphone-based tool that uses text messaging and web surveys to provide personalized health check-ins after you get your vaccination. So I don't usually go for things like that, but in this particular case, I'm going to go for it. It's going to check in every day, ask how I'm feeling. It's already done that today. And I said, yeah, I have this pain in my arm now. I don't know where it came from, but I just suddenly have a pain in my arm. So that's the only thing. They asked if that's going to affect me going to work. I said, no, probably not. So they're going to check in with me again tomorrow. The app is going to check in. And somebody from CDC might be calling me if my conditions warrant that. So that goes on for a couple of weeks, and they check in with you. They say they check in with you months down the road as well. So what the hell, you know, I'll be a part of this program and you know, help with the research. And it is really something, though. It's a, you know, it's a dramatic experience, but a very positive one, a very hopeful one.
Well, I'm so interested. It confirms what I was starting to get a sense of just sitting here as I was saying to our audience about all the flow behind me. I'm just looking in a rearview mirror. And I'm getting that impression, but that's astounding. I really, that kind of confirms what I was suspecting, that this is really, there's a lot more traffic going in and out of here than you get the sense of when you're pulling up. You think, oh, there's just a couple people, but it is really big. So I did, and I also imagined you sitting kind of in a room. I didn't get, you said you messaged me. I must have not paid my phone bill, but I imagined you sitting sort of next to people, just sort of waiting, doing nothing in a room, because I didn't know that you had to wait. How long did you wait again? Was it 15?
Well, I mean, it depends. It was very quick. I didn't wait on any lines to register or to check in. And the vaccination was I didn't wait longer than, say, a minute on any line. And then once I was done, they say, wait 15 minutes in this room. And you time yourself. There's nobody telling you, okay, it's time to go now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I even took a couple of pictures of what the room looked like. Just a lot of people just sitting, you know, waiting, talking on phones, things like that. You know, just, I guess, to see if anybody passes out or something.
All right. Well, I'll definitely check in, and it sounds like you're all set. So we'll return to the show, and maybe you want to get an ice cream or something.
Is Can that, we?
You want an ice cream?
I want ice cream. I want a beer.
Beer?
Beer and ice cream. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I was going to say you need a sucker, like a...
For God's sake, man. It's been one hell of a year. I deserve that. I deserve a lot more than that. Damn it, I want a beer. I don't want ice cream. I want it now.